I never regret staying in the house and minding my business. I never regret that. When I go on Twitter and I read about famous rappers being exposed by OnlyFans models for paying off their car and telling them they love them and doing all this stuff, I never regret that not being me. I don't understand why people make all the money in the world and then use it to get with prostitutes. I don't understand. Like, I wish that I could understand the mindset of somebody wanting to earn money just to spend it on prostitutes, wanting to earn money just to attract women that'll never love you. I don't get it. Like, there's things in life that are better than prostitutes. But when I go on Twitter, all I see is rappers bragging and competing for prostitutes. It's sad, man. It's so sad. It is so sad. It's so sad. I used to believe people just wanted to have a house, have the cars that they want, and have a family they can love and make their dreams come true. But nobody wants that. People want clout. People want the newest car, the most popular prostitute on OnlyFans. They want... People do everything for their audience. Nobody does anything because they genuinely want to do that. There's no genuine desires anymore. Everything is done for show. Everything's done for show. You don't like them shoes. You just bought them because they're new. You don't like that outfit. You don't like that outfit. You just bought it because people know it's expensive. Like, nothing is done from the heart no more. When people ask you how you doing, they don't care about how you doing. You know how I know they don't care about how you doing? Because if you ask them in 10 minutes, hey, when you asked me how I was doing, what did I tell you? They won't remember. Because nobody cares about anything anymore. Everything is a formality. We're all just going through the motions, bro. We're all just going through the motions. We're all just going through the motions. It's all a formality, bro. Nobody is genuine. Nobody truly wants to do what they're doing. They're just doing it either for clout or they're doing it for what they believe it'll lead to, but it'll never get there. And that's how you keep people chasing the carrot on a stick. You dangle what they want out of life on that stick, on that rope, and they keep chasing and keep chasing and keep chasing and keep chasing. Then they start having health problems and they can't chase no more. And then they never accomplished it, but they spent their whole life chasing something that they're never gonna get because the success line keeps getting pushed back. Each year, the carrot gets bigger, but it moves further away. And you don't know it moved further away because it got bigger. So, like, remember when you were like 15 and you wanted a car so bad? Oh, I want a car so bad, man. When I get a car, everything I want in life is gonna be quenched. I can't wait till I get a car so then I can finally be happy. I want a car, I want a car. And then you got a car. Now after you got that car, you're like, all right, now I got a car. Now I gotta, you know, add some stuff to it, put some speakers in it, get it painted, do this and do that. And once you do all that, now you want another car. Like, the world is designed so you'll never be content because there's always new things that create the illusion that they'll give you a peace of mind that you're never going to have. You're never going to have that peace of mind. Trust me, you're never going to have it. The true peace of mind is realizing that you don't want anything because you already got everything. Once you finally realize that you have everything and nothing outside of you can bring peace inside of you, then it's like, okay, I don't care about the newest car. I don't care about the newest outfit. I don't care about the newest shoes. I don't care about the most popular OnlyFans model. I don't care about none of that stuff because everything that I need to be happy is inside. And since everything that I need to be happy is inside, I don't need to go buy nothing. I don't need validation from strangers that I never met in real life. I don't need validation from coworkers. I don't need people to tell me anything about me for me to believe it because I am who I am all by myself. You know what I'm saying? I am who I am all by myself. If I was in prison and I was in solitary confinement, I am who I am all by myself. There's nobody there to teach me how to behave, to teach me how to talk, teach me how to walk, teach me how to think. Everything that I have is organic because it's without influence from the outside. And I reached that level probably 13 years ago. 13 years ago, I let go, bro. I let go. Not 13 years ago, probably 8 years ago when my dad died. When my dad died, It's like somebody you love dies. You start thinking about mortality. You start thinking, well, if he could die, I could die. And then once you start thinking about death, you start thinking how important life is and what in life makes life important. And it's never what you got. It's always how you feel and how intense those relationships in your life are. But it's never the possessions. Nobody on their deathbed is saying, dang, man, my Lamborghini. Or dang, man, my mansion and my swimming pool. I gotta leave it. No one is talking about that on their deathbed. Nobody. On your deathbed, you saying, I'm gonna miss my loved ones. That's it. You gonna miss your loved ones, or you wish you could say goodbye. But you're not talking about possessions on your deathbed. So stuff really isn't important. It's really for clout, bro. It's really for clout. That's all it is for clout. It's for clout, but people fail to realize, like, with clout comes danger, man. With clout comes danger. Let's say you got the baddest OnlyFans model in the passenger seat of your car, and you driving the fastest, most expensive car, and you live in the biggest house. You got all that stuff. You think the world is happy for you because you got all that? Or you think people can't wait to get their hands on you so they can extort you, kidnap you, steal from you, murder you, do all... The world punishes success. Yeah, the world punishes success. Because for every successful person, there's like a lot more unsuccessful people. For every beautiful person, there's a lot more people who are not beautiful. So when you're an anomaly, like you're beautiful or successful, the world hates you for your advantage. The world hates you for that. The world does, man. People aren't happy for you no more, man. They're not. They're only happy for you if your success, if they can benefit from your success, then they're happy for you. But if they can't benefit, they're not happy for you. Like when I hear, when they release the list of top 25 black billionaires, so what? You're a billionaire. Who benefits from your billions? That's what I want to know. Who benefits from your billions? Because if it's just you, that's really sad. That's really sad if it's just you that benefits from your billions. That's sad. It's kind of pathetic too. It's kind of pathetic because, yeah, it's just sad, man. It's sad, but I'm just saying, man, like, once you learn to be content with what you have on the inside, you won't seek things on the outside to bring you peace of mind and bring you value and joy and happiness, because you already got it on the inside. You already got it. Somebody could pull up in a Lamborghini right now, or a Rolls Royce, and when they drive away, I won't think about it. I won't think about it. I'll be like, I hope they got a gun in that car, because this is Texas. And in Texas, yeah, you'll find out real quick that all that loud talking and all that hyper aggression, it doesn't work here. The skinniest, flimsiest, nerdiest looking guy will blow your brains right out your head and then go home and eat a bowl of cereal and go to sleep. Nobody is afraid. Nobody in Texas, man. All you gotta do is go to a gun range. Go to a gun range and I guarantee you they're gonna put you, you're gonna have to wait in your car because it's packed in there. Because here, people are so bloodthirsty, man. They're so ready. They're so ready. The other night I was pumping gas and a guy pulled up next to me and he started pumping gas. And he was like, oh, you a Dodgers fan? And I was like, yeah, I'm a Dodgers fan. He was like, me too, I'm from California. Then he lifted up his shirt and he had a gun on his waist. And I'm like, cool, you got a gun. I witnessed the murder last night. He was like, you did? I was like, yep, right in front of the police. The dude shot the other guy right in front of the police and he ran. And he was like, why you tell me that? I'm like, because, man, this is Texas. Why do you think a gun, it means something? It don't mean nothing. I used to live on a street where a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old were arguing in separate cars. And the 19-year-old shot the 17-year-old and took his life because he said some words he didn't like. And now he's probably doing life. I don't know. But, man, it's really, really, really crazy nowadays. Like, people don't think at all about what they're going to do next. They just try to quench their feelings. And sometimes when you quench your feelings, you did something that ruined your life, and now you got to do life. But it's the type of stuff I think about.